Is there a station calling? WRNW329.
Hello, Tim. Yes, it is Sherman. WSGU844.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good for a Sunday, just relaxing, watching some of the football games, and get ready for the big day tomorrow against work.
Copy that. No, we're just watching regular TV. I don't know what we're watching, and monitoring the radios. Kind of just relaxing. Getting ready to call it a night in an hour or so.
All right, I copy that. I'll just clean up my hand out there to see who was out there.
Got a little over half of that there, Tim. And then you went static about just keying up the mic, seeing who was out there.
Okay, I'm kind of moving around a little bit with my hand out. So winding down here a couple more times. Call it a night myself. Get ready for the big day tomorrow at work.
There you go. A little better. Yeah, copy that. I'm getting ready for work. What area are you from again? I'm up here in Lapeer County, off the Mayville repeater.
All right, I'm over in Clinton Township. I'm 16 in Grossback. And I'm running off the Mount Clemens repeater. But it sounds like you're next door right here. Nice and clear.
Yeah, copy that. I work down there in Sterling Heights. So yeah, I haven't hit that repeater yet, but I'm gonna give it a try maybe tomorrow if I bring the radio with me to work. I'm in sales, so in and out of the truck in the stores all day. So sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. Over.
Well, if you're in Sterling Heights, yeah, you shouldn't have no problem hitting the Mount Clemens repeater. You hit it quite a distance, I guess, with the, depends on your surroundings, if you're inside or outside. But right now I'm sitting in the garage, but I'm only a couple of miles from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're sounding real good out in the garage on the HT. Yeah, I'm on my HT also, rubber ducky antenna. Yeah, we just moved into this location, I think it's been about a month now. So, yeah, I have a TV antenna tower that I'm staring at now and then, wondering what kind of antennas I can put on it. Over.
Oh, yeah, I copy that. I thought I talked to you a couple of days ago. I talked to you a few days ago. I think I was on my way home from work. I was in the mobile. I'm not sure. I didn't write the numbers down or nothing. I'm bad with remembering numbers, so.
Yeah, you were on 696. I wrote you down. It was today's the 20th. It was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I've been writing down. I've got four contacts in the last couple of days that I've been writing down. Over.
Yeah, copy that. So what kind of antenna are you looking at putting up? You got the tower standing already, or you still have to install the tower before you put an antenna on it?
No, the antenna is standing, or the tower is standing right beside the house, and there's a TV antenna up on it. So, yeah, like I said, we've only been in this place for about a month now, and I don't know, I'd like to have a few antennas up there. I enjoy monitoring public safety, Lapeer County, what I can. They're encrypted, so, yeah, Tuscola County, Macomb County, St. Clair County, Oakland County, Genesee County, so probably an all-band antenna, plus probably get the UHF antenna so I can hit the Flint Tower and beyond. Over.
I copy that. Well, I got a GMS antenna here I'm trying to get rid of. So I had it up for a short time, but I ended up buying a dual bander antenna. I got one here, a GRMS antenna. Get rid of about $65. I let it go. It's sitting in my garage here.
Copy that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some things going on here still. We're still moving into this house here. Yeah, my son and I took a U-Haul down to put some more stuff into it. Got to go back down there this weekend with the wife and I with the pickup truck, and hopefully that'll do it. But, yeah, you still have it. I might take it off your hands.
Oh, yeah, I got it here. I had it on the marketplace for a while. Had a few people interested, but it was like shipping. They want to know about shipping, but I ain't. Just more money and more headaches, I guess. But, yeah, just let me know anytime. I got it here in the garage. So I got a dual bander that I'm using up there now. But, I usually use my handheld on my GMRS. So close to the tower. But got the mobiles in both of my vehicles.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. I got to find a mobile antenna for my truck. Probably get a window mount, because it's an F-150 and it's all aluminum. So, yeah, right now this handheld is doing real well with the rubber ducky. I think I'm not too far from the Mayville antenna or repeater, but it's pretty strong. So I'm happy with what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, it's working for you nice and clear. I'm running that Nagoya antenna off my handheld here. It's a big difference from the regular rubber ducky it comes with. But it's a Nagoya 771. It's a really nice antenna. So it gets out there for the handheld.
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of people talking about that one. I don't know. I'm off a Bufang HT. It's it's one of the off brands, but it's still the Bufang, and come with the rubber ducky, and then the other antenna I can't see right now. I got to get into some light here, but it's a GV771. It's a little longer antenna. Over.
I copy that. Yeah, this one's a little longer, too. If you clip it on your side, it kind of flops all over the place on the handheld. Then if you set it down, it doesn't want to stand up too well. But it works pretty good.
Copy that, Tim. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to slide on out of here. I'm going to get a little bite to eat before I call it a night. So it's great hearing from you again, Tim, always. And, we'll get back at you maybe tomorrow. So I'll be clear after your final, WSGU844, clear after your final.
Okay, nice talking to you again. Hopefully talk again soon. I'm all usually out there around 2 o'clock. I'm off of work. I'm in the mobile on the way home. Usually after that, I do monitoring on my handheld once I get home. But Yeah, give me a shout anytime. We'll talk again soon, for sure. Have yourself a fine night and hopefully a better day tomorrow. WRNW, 329, we're clear.